Harold Greger's work has been called timeless and refreshing. The renowned landscape painter died yesterday at the age of 89. Dubbed the Dean of the Heartland School of Landscape Painters, Greger's admirers ranged from art collectors to students who studied under him at ISU to President Barack Obama, who personally took one of Greger's paintings to hang in the White House during his presidency. GLT Arts correspondent Laura Kennedy has more about the artist whose influence guided a generation of students and put the Illinois landscape on the artistic map.
The arts community of central Illinois is forever changed with the loss of Harold Greger. Midwest-born and bred, Greger came to national prominence in the 1970s as a proponent of the photorealism movement. Doug Johnson is director of the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. He's an acclaimed landscape artist in his own right, and back in the 1980s, he studied under Greger, who was a professor in the Illinois State University School of Art. Johnson says that although it's been years since he was in Harold Greger's classroom, the lessons he learned from the master of landscapes were never far from his mind.
I was in Chicago, a week ago, for the Chicago International Art Expo, and was there with a gallery owner friend and a couple artist friends, one from out of state. And over drinks and dinner, we all talked about Harold Greger and how Dr. Greger was just so important for us. I mean, it's been, you know, for most of us 30 years since we had studied with him, but he cast a really long shadow. He's kind of like John Houseman in The Paper Chase.
About the lawyers, and he was the law professor.
Yeah, you know, he was just such a dominant figure. We held him all in such esteem. You know, we would kind of find ourselves years later repeating things he said to each other about color, form, space, or, you know, the history of landscape, or the idea of the sublime, and we'd call each other out. You know, that's the Gregorian chant. We were just so completely enamored with the depth and breadth of his knowledge that it was impossible to understate just how pivotal he was.
One of his paintings was selected by Barack Obama for him to hang in his Senate office when he was an Illinois senator. And when he was elected president, he liked that painting so much, that landscape, that he'd wanted to take it with him to the White House. The thing is, at the White House, no living artist is allowed to exhibit. They're all deceased artists, and apparently there was a lot of hoop jumping through in order to show and put his painting up on the wall, which apparently replaced a Georgia O'Keeffe painting that had been hanging in one of the more private areas of the White House.
Yeah, most of the work from the White House collection actually comes from the National Gallery. And the fact that President Obama elected to, you know, violate those protocols to have that work of an Illinois artist and an artist that was still alive is amazing. And it was in the private dining room at the White House for many years. I've seen several photos of it. Actually, that same painting is now in the main conference room in the Senate office building with Senator Dick Durbin. And it's an amazing piece. And every time I go to Washington, I love to point out that connection. But the fact that it made it there to the White House initially is just, I think, a huge appreciation that everyone has always had of this magnificent work.
Would you say that Harold Greger is a point of pride for Illinois State University, where he taught for so many years, and for the Twin Cities, where he lived?
Oh, certainly. When Harold was on faculty, he was named a distinguished professor, which is a rare accolade. In the art department, which is sometimes, I think, wrongly perceived as not having the level of research that kind of title requires, he and Jim Butler were both deemed as distinguished professors. And his impact at ISU, you know, he was really brought in to be the showcase professor at the developing art department of ISU, and certainly served that role, the university and our community, greatly.
Well, you knew him personally. What can you tell us about his personality and the man behind the artist?
Well, you know, he was a funny guy. I mean, he was a deeply empathetic person, and there are many times he would come over to the art center, stretching his legs, and we'd have talks, and he'd talk about the shows we had up, or the development, or something surprising a local artist had done that he was really engaged in. And you know, I had the pleasure of doing a long interview with him a year ago, And that was such an opportunity to learn more about his childhood in Detroit and his experiences in California. He was just such a thoughtful, kind man. And I think, aside from his legacy as an artist and as a professor, you know, the memory of him as a person will stay with all of us.
That's Doug Johnson, director of the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington, and a former student of the late Harold Greger. I'm Laura Kennedy.
In 2013, the McLean County Arts Center hosted a huge retrospective of Harold Greger's work. Doug Johnson says, with the loss of Greger, the center would consider revisiting that exhibition to continue the celebration of Harold Greger and his work.